A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
It's time to take you inside Eagle football with the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, and Shadron State head coach, Jay Long.
Jay Long joining us for our weekly Jay Long Show chat on Tuesday nights. It's a radio show and the podcast, and going to be a fun show to talk about today here, Jay, with your team coming off a big win. But first, just thoughts on a real fun Saturday night in the snow at Elliott Field. You get the 45-21 win at South Dakota Mines, and good crowd, fun football weather, and a good result in the end as well.
It snowed in the game, and made our field covered it white. But one of the neat things about it was it wasn't really like a freezing cold snow. It was just one that just had great big flakes dropping down, and it was a pretty neat atmosphere. And I was really excited for our guys to see how they'd execute in the snow. And when you look at our team, the majority of our team's Midwest, and obviously they played in snow through their high school years and those type of things. But we also have some kids that it was their first time they've seen snow was that Saturday. So you never know how they're going to react. And I thought they came out and reacted real well and executed the game plan.
And after you got the win, they were kind of playing around in the snow a bit. I saw some snow. Angels. Justin Cauley's trending on social media with a little dance in the snow and so much fun.
Yes, on Monday when we had our meeting in the morning, we talked about things that was neat, and Justin Cauley's got a TikTok video that I think's got right around 1 million views from it, so I thought that was pretty neat. And he's obviously from California, so I'm assuming a lot of his friends are from California, and for him to be able to show that I'm playing in the snow is a pretty cool deal.
Just another fun part of the football season for those guys on a great night. And coach, let's kind of dive into the game, break it down with you a bit. One of your big keys that you talked to me about in the pregame show was to target your playmakers, and Cole Thurness, boy, he got a lot of targets early, had a lot of success on the night, led the team with 175 yards receiving.
Yeah, Cole had, I think, 225 all-purpose yards when he had a run where we hit the quarterback, hands it off to him in a fly sweep. Then he also returned punts for us. I mean, he's a playmaker for sure, and we got to get the ball in his hands as many times as we can. I was also really happy with Chad Michelson. Chad Michelson had a big day receiving. I think he was over 160 yards receiving. And then obviously Jalen Starks had a really big day too. He rushed for 117 yards, had three touchdowns. He ran like we were visioning him running. And then on defense, we also had some huge plays there also by our playmakers. Cole Condon came up with a big play in the game. He had outstanding stats, an interception, pass breakup. Really stood out. Hopkins had a sack and a tackle for loss. He was very, very solid. And then Jeremiah Maka, he's just all over the place. He's a great player, great pickup from St. Cloud State that we got there. And then Bobby Peel's on his second interception in a row in two games, and he's just a ball hawk. He finds a way to get to that ball, and has been a really terrific addition to our defense.
Yeah, they were trying to pick one play of the game was really hard in this one, Jay. It took me a little time. I went with the Condon play that you mentioned as well. I felt like that was so key. You're up 14-0. Mines is driving. They're on pace to get a score, potentially get some momentum before the half, and then he picks off that pass in the back of the end zone. You guys take it directly down the field, and you score a touchdown to go up 21-0, a big momentum swing.
Yes, that was a huge play, and it's a 14, really. I mean, it doesn't show on the scoreboard, but it was a 14-point swing. I think another one was Bobby Peel's on the fourth down when he hit that receiver and knocked the ball loose in the goal line, in the end zone, and then our offense went right back down and marched on the field and scored on that series too. Both of those series were it took away momentum from South Dakota School Mines, and it gave momentum to us, and it really was those two plays were really 28 points that affected the scoreboard that way. So that was really big. I would agree with you on those two really big plays in the game.
Coach, you lose DeAndre and Demetrius and Tyree Fryer from last year, but it looks like your new secondary, I know Cole was here, but now just a sophomore and playing even more, it looks like you don't really lose anything stepwise in that secondary.
Secondary is probably one of the hardest things to recruit, because when you look in our conference, our conference is a conference that typically, when you look at statistics wise, they score a lot of points, and they score a lot of points because of the playmakers that we have on off, that the teams in the conference have on offense. And every team has a dynamic player. South Dakota School Mines' tailback is a dynamic player. When you play Adams State, they got dynamic receivers. receivers. And when you look at it, our secondary is where that talent has to match the talent of the other teams. And, you know, Bobby and Juwan Murphy and Bramer also had a big game. I didn't say him in the playmakers, but he made some, came up with some huge tackles. And then Jeremiah also has been doing really well. And Cole Condon's also been, it's just building upon his freshman year. So when you look at that secondary, that's the place where I think that our defense it's really helped us this year, where we can do different things up front to stop the run because we have some guys back there that can cover and are doing a great job. So that's something we got to continue to build on, continue to develop.
Two games in, defense really has looked great. Jay Long with us on the Jay Long Show today in the podcast. Another key you had before the game, Jay, was to win the line of scrimmage, 238 yards on the ground. You mentioned Jalen Starks. He got in the end zone three times, and I'd say that was another successful area you guys had is up at the front line.
Yeah, you know, every on Friday, you always ask me those keys, and I feel like a broken record. I always say we got to win up front. But when you can win up front on either O line and D line, you're going to have a good day. And I thought our D line won up front. That helped keep the South Dakota School of Mines' running back in check. And then I thought our offensive line had a great day running the ball. And anytime you can win up front, it makes things so much easier for everybody. If you're winning up front, you have a consistent run game. And when you got a consistent run game, typically you're not looking at third and longs. You're looking at third and mediums, which then helps keep the chains go. And when you're looking at our game, you know, we were 58% on third down and we were 50% on fourth down. And, that all comes from a consistent run game. Same thing on defense. When your D-line is winning up front, you can call different coverages to be able to protect your coverages and those type of things. So that's got to be a key. It's always a key for us. It may not just be if I say it or not, but that's got to be a key every game that we play.
Yeah, and when your line's really working well, the running back Mill can really run the football well, and you guys got fresh legs all night. We saw Chris Busby, the former Scottsboro Bearcat, get some action. Local fans excited about that. Jaden Cox got more carries this week too, and I mean, you had four guys you were out there running with on Saturday night, and that's tough on a defense when they're fresh.
Yeah, we had four running backs all average above 5.5 yards a carry, which is huge. Jalen was our best. He was averaging about 6.8 yards per carry. Jaden Cox, he is our scat back from Jackson, Wyoming. I mean, he had a big day, had a couple big runs.
Yeah.
He's hard to tackle. He has great vision. He's very quick, and he just understands the game. And I'm really, really excited about him. And then also Chris Busby. He's one of them that he just hasn't had a lot of carries. Last year he didn't play football, and this year he got I think he got three or four carries and averaged over 5 yards. He is super fast. Everybody knows that from around here. And then JC Colley, he's just a solid back for us. So, I think that, when you look at those four, I see this rotation happen again.
All right. We're going to have more with head coach Jay Long coming up right after this.
We've got more insight into Shadron State football next. You're listening to the Jay Long Show presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.
More Eagle football talk right now on the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
Back with the coach, Jay Long, for the radio show and podcast on this Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit more about the lines and on the defense, coach. You'd said that stopping Ahmad Lewis was such a huge key, and defensive line did a good job with that. Was it mostly that D-line that you felt really got some good penetration into the backfield? He only finished with 90 yards and wasn't really a factor despite coming close to 100 yards.
Yeah, that kid's – I think I've said three times in this talk, he was who we have to stop. I mean, he's a top playmaker in our league. I think he's one of the top running backs in the country. And you know, with saying that, you know, yeah, the D-line's got to make sure that they fit their gaps, and then our run, and then that allows our linebackers to go make plays. And that's where Maka had a huge day. I also thought Travis had a really big day, solid day. Also, Noah Kirchl, I didn't say him yet. Noah's been flying around. Noah's put together two really good games also. So, you know, I think it's just a group effort with the way we run our defense now. It's everybody has a job, and they have to execute that job. And when we execute, I think we're pretty dang solid on stopping that run.
Coach, let's go back to conversions quickly, too. You talked about third down and fourth down and success there, but red zone is something, too, that really stood out. A big improvement from Mesa, where you were 1-6. Eagles go 5-6 in the red zone this week. What was the difference there?
You know, first off, it's got to be ran the ball. When you run the ball, it gives the coordinator so many different options, and I thought that Coach Smith did a great job of not only being better in the red zone, but also I thought at the end of the game when we had to run out the clock and we ran the ball very consistently to finish the game, and that I was proud of our running backs, proud of our receivers, proud of our running backs on that also. But when you look at the red zone success, I think it was just a combination of being able to run the ball, and then also I thought Cole and Chad did a great job of getting open and you know, giving that extra when those two with them guys had that big game, they just couldn't man us up with their DBs, and when they can't man us up, they have to bring a guy out of the box, and which then opens up the running game. So I think that it really just comes down to being able to run the ball. When you can run the ball, you have success in that area.
Yeah, Coach, you're talking about Cole in the red zone. I was just looking and at the play to remember if it was actually inside the 20. It was so close. 18 yards, he was wide open to make it 28-10. Was that a blown coverage on that play, or did you guys just have the perfect call for what defense was out there that he was standing in the end zone by himself?
You know, I think Cole's really a physical receiver, and you know, when those DBs, they try to get hands on and lock you and hold you on the line to mess up your timing of your routes and stuff, and Cole's so able to, you know, he's so strong that he can get off of those guys and get himself open. You know, I think that Jaylon Rice is another one that we're going to be able to see here. He's just, it's his first year out there, and he's getting better each week, but he's also really a strong receiver, which allows them to be able to get off that press, get off that man coverage, and be able to work themselves open. Then also we ran a little fly sweep with Cole on the 5-yard line, which also helps because the box was loaded and Cole was able to just get out on the perimeter and score.
All right, Coach Long with us on our show and podcast here this Tuesday. Solid wins like this, Jay, it's not really easy to pick out what you might want to fix or what needs to be fixed. Nothing, you know, glaringly obvious necessarily, but what do you feel like needs to be shored up in practice this week, or some things you guys noticed on Saturday that you want to get fixed?
You know, Dave, I think the answer to the question is that every week you have something to be fixed, and every week you got something to focus on. And, you know, as coaches, you're always striving for perfection. Are you ever going to get perfection? Probably not, but you always want to strive for it, and you want your guys' mindset to strive for that perfection. And you know, this week, you know, Black Hill State, they run their quarterback also, and when you look at us on Saturday, something we need to prove on is the quarterback from South Dakota School of Mines. You know, he did rush for over 100, and so we got to make sure that we you know, get shored up on our quarterback run stops. And then what they do is then they run the ball, then they throw a deep shot, so our secondary cannot be lulled to sleep with them running the ball. And then also up front, we got to be able to make sure that we fit our fits so we can stop the quarterback run. On offense, you know, I know Coach Smith's got some other stuff going in with our routes and those type of things, and Coach Jasani. But really, what I want to do offensively is we got to protect the quarterback better. We've given up 7 sacks in 2 games, and that's unacceptable. We're really good at that. You know, when you look at the past 3-4 years, we've led the nation in sacks protecting our quarterback before, and I think it was 3 years ago. We led the nation in it. So we're way too much. Our quarterbacks get hit way too much right now, and we got to fix that. And whether it be by changing personnel or whether it be by continuing to work our techniques and our schemes, but that's got to be something we got to fix.
How about injuries? Coach, how'd we come out of the snow game and going into this week, looking ahead to Black Hills State, injury-wise?
You know, injury-wise, everybody finished the game on Saturday. Colt Foster did not dress for the game. Hopefully, we know in a decision what's going to happen with him this week. He's a dynamic player. He's an Eagle, I guess the easiest way to say it. And he was all-conference performer for us 2 years ago. Then he came off that knee injury last year and played last year. And I really cross my fingers for him. He's one of my favorites on the team.
Coach, any final thoughts on what you're going to do to get ready for Black Hills or what you're expecting out of BH? I know you touched a little bit on it, but a couple days to get ready for another huge rival coming down here.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is yeah, I guess you know, we've got to work on our kickoffs also. Our kickoff, the starting field position was they had good field position to start the game. We got to fix that also. That's an immediate fix, which is getting fixed today. And then, you know, just early look, you know, the head coach at Black Hills State is one of my former offensive linemen from Black Hills State. He was one of the first kids that I recruited in. At Black Hills when I was the assistant coach there, and then also Coach Bresky coached with us at Shattern State, so he's a guy that's very familiar with our system and how I guess I do things, and so that's an interesting piece of it. And then also, you know, we got to make sure that we stop that quarterback run and them taking shots. And then defensively, they're a 40 front defense, and they will bring some pressure. Some teams have been running on them a little bit, so we need to understand that they probably are going to try something different on us, whether it be bring pressure, whether it be line games, whether it be just load the box and say, hey, if you're going to be us, you're going to have to be us throwing. And that's something we're going to figure out early in the game and then be able to adapt to it.
Looking forward to more details with you on the pregame show on Saturday as the Eagles welcome down Black Hills State for a 2:00 kick. It's going to wrap up our Tuesday radio show and podcast with Coach Jay Long, and we always enjoy the thoughts, Coach, of how the team played on Saturday, what you guys saw in the breakdown, and sharing it with our fans.
And thank you, Dave. We always appreciate everybody's support, listening to the show, and go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.